Headline: Solana Labs and Jito Labs served pump fund lawsuit. Published at 6:09 p.m. August 7, 2025. Solana Labs and Jito Labs have been served with a lawsuit accusing the two firms of acting as co-conspirators in Memecoin platform Pump Fund's alleged $1.5 billion illegal casino enterprise. Legal firm Wolf Popper, which filed the lawsuit alongside fellow legal firm Berwick Law last month, served the defendants this week. Defendants will now have 21 days to file a response or motion. Alongside the two crypto firms, Solana Foundation's general counsel, Yelena Kavanaugh, executive director, Dan Albert, and head of communications, Austin Federa, have also been served. Read more. Pump Fund judge questions. Berwick Law's need for two lawsuits. Solana Foundation and Jito Foundation are yet to be served, alongside various other executives, including Jito CEO and COO Lucas Bruder and Brian Smith, Solana Foundation President Lily Liu, and co-founders Anatoly Yakovenko and Raj Gokhal. Two lawsuits against Pump Fund and its team, Ilan Cohen, Dylan Curler, and Noah Tweedale, previously didn't include the likes of Solana and Jito, but have since been merged and updated to include the new defendants. The lawsuit paints the two crypto firms as integral to Pump Fund's enterprise, as it takes advantage of their blockchain infrastructure. It further alleges that the firms work in tandem to avoid security laws, scale up Pump Fund's operation, and avoid consumer protections. As for Pump Fund itself, the lawsuit accuses it of facilitating the laundering of $1.5 billion worth of crypto stolen from the Bybit crypto exchange. Pump Fund's execs were initially late to hire legal representation after they were served and almost missed a deadline to file a response. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com/.